the agencies and programs that benefit from your contributions. It's a $2.4 million goal they announced a couple of weeks ago. And I'm going to start with Patty Leach from, all of a sudden, Patty, I went brain dead on you. I have to read your name tag.
Family Healthcare Clinic.
Yeah, not enough coffee in the morning. That's the problem. Good morning, Patty. How
good
you doing?
Morning. I'm well. Thank you.
You're doing a great mission and helping out folks with healthcare needs.
Yep.
Even though I know we passed a great government program and theoretically everybody's insured, realistically we still have some problems that need to be solved, and you're helping out.
That's right. That's the real of it. There's still a lot of people in our community who don't have enough insurance, or maybe they have no insurance at all, and they can come to Family Healthcare Clinic and find out that they can have great quality health care just like at any doctor's office, and it's going to cost them a lot less than it would any place else. Or maybe they have Medicaid only, and mm-hmm. we certainly can help them as well. We take new Medicaid patients and happy to do that.
And I think you're there with some of the, whether it's lab work with a family physician who may be mm-hmm. for folks that don't have a regular family practice physician, mm-hmm. You're helping with prescription drugs and a lot of other things that we don't think of just going to the doctor's office.
Yep, we can be their primary care physician, and that's what we aim to be. We can help them get low-cost prescriptions through any of the pharmacies. Low-cost prescription list, and we certainly have very low-cost lab fees as compared to the majority of places.
And I think your prescribers are particularly aware of which one of the, I'll say, older drugs that have gone generic and that sort of thing, which ones work the best for their particular patient. And while I don't want to talk badly about the physicians who are out prescribing the newest, greatest, you're kind of watching the budget for your clients.
We really are. And we generally don't prescribe the newest, greatest out, because eventually the price on that is going to soar, and we were going to prescribe what's going to work and what's going to be affordable for our patients.
And I think that's a nice way of looking at it, because you're doing what I think medicine is supposed to be doing, and that's doing what's best for the patient, going back to the whole do no harm, and then choose what is best for patient John or patient Mary,
yeah.
as opposed to the vast population. And you're treating a person, not necessarily a lab value.
Right. We really take pride in the fact that we really get to know our patients. We take time to chat with them, see what's really going on. Most of our patients don't come in with just one symptom. They've usually got a multitude of symptoms, and we're going to do what we can to treat that whole person.
And sometimes that's a list of prescriptions, and sometimes it's a matter of, we're going to start here, get this one under control, and then work on to the next.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And how long you've been doing this? I ask you in the hallway, and I know you the clinic under its current operating nonprofit, somewhere in the 80s you started.
We've been in existence since 1984. We had a major expansion in 2010 to include all types of medical care, men, mm-hmm. women, children. And so just like you would go to any general practitioner's office for, we're there to see that same kind of patient as well, but at a much lower cost.
And you've got convenient hours for your patients as well.
We are. We're available to walk in and by phone, 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Thursday.
And that makes it awfully nice for the patient. You're there primarily for their routine needs, their chronic conditions. But if again, it's just like any other doctor's office. If you're in with a big cold or whatever, then let's treat it.
Cold, flu, rash, allergies, whatever it is, we're there for you.
Which I guess I might as well bring up flu shots this time of year.
Yes, and it's that time. We've just ordered our flu shots in for this year, so we'll be delivering those at $25. A patient very, very shortly.
Okay, well, I know that you will send us the date, but we'll get people in the idea of remember they're coming up, and you've got them at a great price for your clients.
We do. We'll put some signs out so people will remember.
We are in the process of trying to raise $2.4 million overall for the United Way, and they recognize the need. You kind of go through a very extensive process. I had the opportunity a few years ago to sit on that citizen committee. It wasn't mm-hmm. your agency I looked at, but I know that the committee takes their job seriously and is not just giving the organization, well, you've been a United Way agency for umpteen mm-hmm. jillion years, give them the once over and we're good. No,
right.
That's not the way we do it.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty involved process, and at the end of the day, the community knows that the agencies that are funded are well worthy of that funding and that they're doing a great job. And I think that's true for every agency that's funded in that manner.
And you come forward with the data, with the numbers, with the sometimes the faces of the people that say, you know, this is what we're doing. Here's the example.
Yep, that's exactly right. And we deliver exactly what we say we're going to deliver.
And I think when it comes to delivering healthcare, the results are out there. It's the people in the community.
It is, and the success stories are just, you know, one after the other. One of our biggest success stories right now is a young woman walked through our doors at just age 29, had two small children, was concerned about a problem she was having. Long story short, yes, she had breast cancer. And she's actually our honorary chair this year for Miles from Mammograms, but her story is just remarkable because she's such a trooper. She's such a survivor, and we're just really, really delighted that we were there for her, because otherwise she didn't have insurance. She wouldn't have been able to get that extensive screening and follow-up care that she needed, and really absolutely saved her life.
Oh, and by the way, Miles from Mammograms coming up in about another week?
1 week, yeah. Week from Saturday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
Downtown
Dewey. It is a great event and an opportunity for you to start your Western Heritage Weekend out early.
Yes. We're the kickoff event for Western Heritage Weekend, and we hope that folks will come to run, to watch, or to participate. We have a great survivors breakfast that honors survivors, but it's for everybody that's out there, and then we hope that they'll stay for the entire weekend of great events put on by the Western Heritage Weekend.
And I want to make sure that people know that, yes, you do all the things we've been just talking about, but there is, I think, a special emphasis for women's health issues.
There absolutely is, and that's always been a part of our niche in the community, but it's not just women that get breast cancer, Charlie.
No,
did you know that a small percentage of men also can get breast cancer?
The anatomy is more or less the same.
It is, and we have actually provided mammograms in the past for a husband and wife who both needed it. Mm-hmm. So it's not just women, a small percentage of men as well.
And you're there to watch that likelihood, and when necessary, make the recommendations.
Absolutely right.
We're going to take a short break and continue our community connection, emphasizing the people, programs, and services of the United Way, coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400 K1 and continuing a community connection this morning. A second time this week, but we're actually looking. We didn't talk about United Way when you were in earlier this week. We touched on it because
we are an agency.
Anytime I get a United Way agency, whether you're in March or September,
right,
it doesn't matter. Well, we need to tell that part of your story. Groundbreaking Sunday. We want to get bring your lawn chair out and have a good time.
That's right. Charlie, I'm Sherry with Agape.
I apologize. Yeah, I can see your face. The audience.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. People know my voice.
Yeah. Sherry Smith, Agape Mission, Executive Director, feeding people almost every day.
Almost every day, 6 days a week. Yes, our groundbreaking is Sunday. It is so wonderful to be able to sit here and say, we're breaking ground on Sunday. Come out, bring your lawn chair, an umbrella. If you don't want to be in the sun, I hear it's going to be a little warmer than normal.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to have to spend any construction money on renting chairs. So just bring your lawn chair. Won't be a long ceremony, won't be fancy, but we're going to turn over some dirt and take some pictures and praise the Lord that we're beginning.
Sounds like a great real reason to get together, and if you have to part the water, so be it. You know. serving people meals, we're talking about basic human sustenance.
It is, Charlie. We do something that's, you know, everybody does every day, doesn't think a thing about it, you know, because the majority of us have enough to eat, and we don't have to worry about it.
And occasionally even have the funds to, you know, drive through
the McDonald's
fast food place,
or whatever, you know, for lunch, but We're blessed, and not everyone has that same benefit, and they have feelings, they have children, they have some of them working two and three jobs to try to make things work, and so we're there to fill the gap. People use us for various reasons. Sometimes it's to make their food stamps go further. Other ones, it's because they have no food in the house. They don't get any assistance. We have over 33% of our individuals are over the age of 65. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we serve a vast community. Last month was our largest month. This year, we served over 3,800 meals.
Wow. That's a lot of, and I'm using the term generically, a lot of soup.
It is. Well, it is a lot of soup, but I can tell you we're eating more than soup.
Well, yeah.
Soup is a really good winter thing, but when it's hot outside, who wants a bowl of soup?
Yeah, even cold soup. I'm not doing it, you know?
Yeah, no. No, in fact, in the summertime, because we're in a metal building and it's so hot in there, we have to think of not only our people, but our workers and volunteers. We do a lot of sandwiches, a lot of salads, a lot of pasta salads and those kind of things. But I can tell you, I eat it. People eat it. My office is right there by the hall, and I can hear people every day, "Roy, that was real good," or "Bub, that was real good," you know. Mm-hmm. So
you do become friends with the folks you serve.
We do, and they mean a lot to us, and we take care of them. It's like I have 250 children.
So, some of them are older.
That's true. But in the beginning, when I was the cook, there was nights I would wake up because I was dreaming I had forgot to lay the meat out the night before. And you got people depending on you for food the next day. You wake up in a cold sweat.
Probably one or two times you actually got in the car and drove down there.
No, never got in the car and went down there. I said, well, if we don't, I'm going to go get some bologna. They always, God always provided.
Yeah, amen. You know, for your clients, it has to be a humbling experience to walk in the door and basically say, I can't afford
it. It is. And, you know, we have, it's amazing, but we have so many new people. Last month, we had 40 new people that we have never seen before. They come in and they look at Joyce at the window and go, I need to eat. What do I need to do? You know, and of course, we don't look like the normal mission. Who wants to go in a depressing place and have lunch, you know?
And the image that I think many of us get are probably from films depicting the 30s. And it's not the same.
No, it's not. We try to be, we have Christian music playing. We have sunshine coming through the windows. We have flowers on every table. You know, people's laughing, you know. It's a neutral place for people to come. Everybody has problems, but they know that they can come there. It's a safe place. They can have a meal, visit with their friends, and go home and do the same thing the next day or whenever they need it. Some people eat there two or three times a week, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, sometimes a couple of times a month. It just depends on the situation.
And you help out with the school-age kids, too.
Well, oh, yeah, the kids in the summertime always eat with us, and amazingly enough, we or still have kids that eat with us, but mm-hmm. I'm checking on that. They tell me they're in homeschool, but I'm not sure. So I'm checking on that. But everybody needs to eat, and everybody, it's amazing the attitude. You know, if you're hungry, you know what? You get grouchy.
Yeah.
You know, and things don't work too well. But when your belly's full, things seem to work out better and people get along better. So, you know, it's hard to describe in words what having a nutritious meal does for you. But if you thought about what it would do if you didn't have that meal, just think of the opposite.
Because we are talking United Way Fund Drive, a total jackpot of $2.4 million plus, hopefully. What does the United Way do for you that if they were not there alongside partnering with you?
If they weren't partnering with us, I would be spending much more of my time out soliciting funds, because it takes money to operate. It takes money to pay the light bills, to purchase food, even though we get a lot of food that's donated. But not only the funds, which helps us tremendously and be able to feed as many people as we do, it's also the accountability and sustainability of our program. So many of our community have donated funds to all of our agencies to make sure that we are there for the future. And so that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that we're there for not only now, but for the future. And that's what United Way helps us do. And we're accountable to them. That, like Patty said, it's a scrutinizing thing to have to do those reports. And our agency directors are happy to provide every penny out, every penny in, tell them what we do all the time, because I wouldn't want to give my money somewhere that I didn't that wasn't being done that way.
Yeah.
So we appreciate everything the United Way does for us. We can't thank them enough.
And they are doing the homework, the due diligence for every one of the rest of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, of course, our books are open, and if anybody needed to know anything, I have nothing hidden, so you could come ask, where does this go? Where does that go? I'd be happy to tell you.
I'm not sure, but I'll find it. It's over here someplace.
Yeah.
Patty, the same question I did not ask you on that one, but again, because we are specifically United Way conversation this morning, again, the United Way-shaped hole in your your program, what's going on there?
Well, you know, it's a little bit like a discount that you would get at any store, and you realize that if you had to pay full price for an item, it would cost you X amount. What United Way does is supplement what our patients pay. Most of our patients pay $45 for wonderful medical care every visit, but that doesn't nearly cover our overhead, and so United Way supplements what the cost really is, and honestly, we couldn't do it without them. We absolutely could not do it without the United Way funding. It's absolutely essential to our functioning from day to day.
Yeah, and that's a measurable hole, whether you want to talk in number of patients or services that would not be there otherwise, or all those things that make what you do
right. Speaking of other services, I should also mention that we also are still providing teen pregnancy prevention / abstinence education in the local area schools at the middle school level, so yeah. Always want to mention that that's supplemented by United
Way. I'm sure for some that's really the first time they heard that whole message.
It probably is, in the way that we deliver it, for sure, that there is a whole deeper issue about sexual relationships than most teenagers are getting from their friends or TV or all kinds of media.
Yeah, I think I know you're right. I don't have to say I think you're right. I know you're right. Let's get it from the voice of the United Way. Again, $2.4 million, it's no big surprise. That's a pretty big ask.
It is a pretty big ask, you know, and I was told that, you know, this is obviously our largest goal this year. And, you know, at first, when you hear that big of a number, you go, oh, man, how are we going to, you know, make this work? But I have been overwhelmed by the support of the community, by the support of, you know, the sponsors that are coming out. You know, we were at our sponsorship reception last night, mm-hmm. for our golf tournament that's going on right now.
What a great event.
And, oh, it's phenomenal. You know, we have some new vendors out there this year, some new sponsors, and, you know, they were talking last night, and they said so far with sponsorships and everything right now, we've grossed over $625,000 on that golf tournament. So I mean,
there was a silent round of applause.
Yes, there was a silent round. Yeah. Yes. I mean, when they told us that, you know, last night, you know, especially with everything going on, and they spoke about that last night, you know, with the hurricane and all the other things going on, you know, we've been really concerned, you know, what is that going to look like this year with our campaign and everything. But you know what? Bartlesville always shows up. You know, I was born and raised in Bartlesville, and I had a friend tell me one time, who isn't from here, that Bartlesville is a unique community in the way that they step forward and they support the nonprofits of our area, and just the way that our community really gives back. And you know, I was like, well, that's interesting, because that's all I know.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'm the needs of the National Red Cross and Feed the Children and Franklin Graham and all those other organizations that are doing specific things in the hurricane areas. Mm-hmm. That people will give to those anyway, because those are the worthwhile organizations that they see that they want to support. And there are more that I didn't mention. I just rattled off the ones that came to mind. But they also realize this is where we live.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and that's one of the things we were talking about. You know, we provide, or our partner agencies provide, local services. And if it wasn't for them, the needs wouldn't be met. If it wasn't for them, the story that Patty told recently about the 29-year-old, you know, woman and her two children, you know, she wouldn't have got that service if it wasn't something we had local. So, I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, happening in our local community that if we don't focus on or you know, we don't raise awareness on, those needs will go unmet.
Yeah, and I know there are certain things that you depend on to meet certain benchmarks on your goals. For instance, the golf tournament that you're talking about.
Yeah, the golf tournament is huge, and, you know, with this being my first year, I mean, I think the 17th is going to be 2 months of me being in this position. And I mean, it has been a whirlwind. But I also, I mean, it has just been phenomenal to see what our community is already doing and continuing to do. And even with this golf tournament, I was helping check in some golfers yesterday. And, you know, everybody is really excited and everybody's, you know, talking about the United Way. And we have people coming from all over into Bartlesville. And I believe Lisa was telling me that our golf tournament is actually the largest nonprofit golf tournament in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, how cool is that in our little town of Bartlesville to have such an awesome event that raises so much money to do so much good in our community?
And then are there other things that we could, I don't have the time to go down the entire list, but a Sporting Clays tournament.
Yes, the Sporting Clays tournament. Yeah, we're getting a lot of we're getting a lot of excitement for that again this year. And we have some sponsorships still available, but we've also had people already stepping up for sponsorships. And so I think we're going to have a really awesome event this year.
And I have just one other group of people that I think is important we mention. Those are the folks that give at the pace setter level.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've been meeting with. I think we have about 32 businesses in Bartlesville that do internal campaigns. And, you know, I wanted to know exactly what they're doing and how I can support them and help them tell the impact of the dollars, you know, spent. I was talking to one of my friends when I first got this position, and I remember when I worked at Truity, you know, it was $5 for a Jeans Day sticker. Or I was talking to some girl, she was like, yeah, for us to be able to wear jeans, we have to buy these Jeans Day stickers. And so I thought, you know what, I think it's important that we change that to where they know the impact of those dollars, and that yes, you get to wear jeans, but you know, Abigail made a phenomenal infographic that, you know, just one of the things on there says a $5 cup of coffee, or let's say a $5 Jeans Day sticker provides a rocket kit for a Boy Scout. So, you know, I brought those businesses in. I had about actually 30 members from businesses in the Bartlesville area come in, and we had a campaign luncheon where I shared with them the impact. I shared with them our video, and I've been working with them one-on-one to go back and tell that story to their coworkers so they know this is the impact of these campaigns. This is when you're buying these Jeans Day stickers, when you're going to these fundraisers, when we're asking you for money, because we will always be asking you for money. This is what it's doing. I know, you know, it's just, and so the pace setter, that was one of the big things I touched on at these, because, you know, the more pace setters we have, the better. I mean, there's more that we can do when people start, you know, giving at a pace setter level, and that's about $42 a month.
Yeah, it really is. And for a lot of people, I have talked to them and they say to, in effect, oh, really? That's all? I'm already doing, I don't care, $35 a month. So we're talking about $7 more a month, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. And we got an awesome event that all of our, you know, pace setters get to go to. And this year it's going to be October 26th at Woola Rock, you know. So, I mean, we really appreciate, you know, those people that are pace setters. And so, yeah.
Well, again, if you are not a United Way giver, whether it's a one-time donation, a payroll deduct, whatever, you make it so easy for folks.
Yes, we try to do everything we can. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to be able to donate your money.
Thank you so much. I know we've got a lot more agencies and programs to talk to, but I'm out of time.
Okay.
So thank you so much. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400 K1. A quick check of our forecast for the communities of Oshaleta, Deering, Bowring, and the rest of the K1 listening area. Sunshine headed for a high around 90 today. Mostly clear tonight with an overnight low near 65. And then sunshine tomorrow and 91 degrees. Looking on to the weekend, still partly sunny for Saturday and Sunday. But again, temperatures around 90. It's 54 at AM 1400 K1. And congratulations to our business of the day, OK Federal Credit Union. And we're in the process right now of delivering their dozen donuts to them at OK Federal. The Overcomers on the way next from Voice of the Martyrs, brought to you this morning by Brian Little, Haley and Kent C. PA on 1400 K1.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Scotsman James Chalmers longed to bring the